One of my biggest frustrations with e-commerce sites, especially the ones that we work on, is when the client wants users to register before they make a purchase. Users don't come to your site to register. They come to your site to make a purchase. And we really shouldn't be getting in the way of that. Even though there's very little difference between the two activities, to make a purchase, you basically provide all the same information as you do when registering, with the exception of maybe the password. Even though there are very little differences between the two, in the user's mind, registration is a distraction. It was therefore refreshing to read a post on e-consultancy driving this message home. The author writes, "Making customers register before they check out is a barrier to purchase, yet many online retailers have yet to learn this lesson." And he goes on to say, a recent e-consultancy study found that 25.6% of online consumers who abandoned a purchase, who would abandon a purchase if they were forced to register first. 25% of people would abandon a purchase if they were forced to register. That is a quarter of your users. Makes a big difference. The post goes on to outline a series of alternatives. However, interestingly, it doesn't mention my preferred approach. I recommend that e-commerce sites ask users to register only when they've completed their transaction. This is the point where the user is thinking, what next? What am I going to be doing now? And so it provides a superb chance to lay out the benefits of registering. Of course, the problem with not forcing registration is users effectively end up creating multiple accounts, potentially even using the same email address. That's not great from a marketing point of view or from a data hygiene point of view. However, the post makes a suggestion for dealing this based on what Amazon does. Amazon has got an interesting approach to handling this. It will allow you to create a new account with a previously used email address, but it warns you that the existing account will be disabled. If you're a reasonably regular customer who has simply forgotten your password, then this convinces you to kind of go down the password reset and reminder route, because you don't want to lose all that stored billing address and payment details. However, if this is an old unused account, then you're allowing the customer to go ahead, avoiding all the pain of having to reset their password. So what do you do on your sites? You know, if you build or run e-commerce sites, how do you deal with the issue of registration? Is there a better way? So I'd really encourage you to share the approaches that you use in the comments, because I'm honestly interested in solving what is a very difficult and thorny issue.